Rod Beard, Detroit News, Pistons, NBA insider. He's standing by on the Meyer guest line. Get his thoughts on tonight's NBA draft. What's up, my friend?
Hey, how's it going, Bill? Thanks for having me on again.
Shocking breaking news that Kate Cunningham may go number one or will go number one tonight, right?
Yeah, I think we could have done this a couple of weeks ago and saved everybody a lot of anxiety about what was going to happen tonight.
By waiting, was it just seeing if the right deal would come? And I guess you still could in the next couple of hours get blown away, like Wojnarowski said, and they could pivot a little bit. And reports said that they went and met with Cade yesterday. Were they unsure? Were they waiting to see if a deal was there? What do you think, instead of announcing it 3 days ago that you're going to take him?
I think they were just waiting for – they've been fielding deals. I think they were just waiting to see if the over-the-top deal would come to them, and apparently it has. And if you've sat down with Kate again and kind of made the commitment, I think you're locked into what you want to do. Again, unless something just overwhelming comes your way that you get a couple of players, maybe you get an all-star and another draft pick or something like that. But barring those things, it's going to be Cade Cunningham, and I think that's the right choice for them.
Had Cade signed that big deal with Nike even before he will be drafted. I know doing the New York tour, going to be the overall number one pick in the draft. A lot of pressure with that. From a pure basketball standpoint, at 6'8", a point guard can, you know, roll, can go to the bucket, can shoot the three. Is there any negative you see attached to picking Cade Cunningham one tonight if you're the Pistons?
No, and I think that's the thing that struck me is that there really is no negative about his game. You can't say he doesn't play defense well or maybe he needs to do this particular thing a little bit better. The one thing that I've heard that maybe he's maybe average at or maybe just good at is just his athleticism, that maybe he's not a complete athlete like a Ja Morant or like a Jalen Green is. But I think he makes up for it with everything else that he does. And just that size and the playmaking ability, that it gives you an insurance policy if Killian Hayes isn't your guy, this is a player who can cover some of those issues that there might be with that. But I think he's just the most complete player on both ends of the court.
You almost wonder if, though, and he's a point guard, but if he could, you know, you almost see a hybrid one and two with Hayes and Cunningham for the Pistons.
Yeah, and I think that can go back and forth. I talked to his coach, Mike Boynton, from Oklahoma State, and he said Cade will just find a way. He finds out where he belongs on the court. So if Killian Hayes is the playmaker and the ball handler, Cade can move over and play that two-guard spot. If they need him to play some small forward, he can do that too. He's a player. He's just a plug-and-play guy that you can fit in anywhere on the roster on the court, and he'll do what you need him to do. And you like that because at 6'8", he has good size as a shooting guard, good size as a small forward, but certainly ideal size for a point guard, so he can play any of those roles and just be excellent at any of those.
I can't say enough positives about Troy Weaver and the job he's done since he took over the Pistons. Phenomenal.
Yeah, just absolutely. Just taking the picks from last year and built a solid foundation, and now you're going to add another solid piece to that. But just making this roster and making it where there's some identity to it and it fits the culture of what he wants to do, I think that's the biggest thing, that he's turned this whole thing around and given them the fan base something that they can get behind and the players something that they can believe in. And you know what this team is. They're going to be a hardworking team that now has a new number one pick that's going to be a talent infusion that they desperately needed.
Think about where we were a year ago. And I say we, I'm just saying the Pistons Nation, the media, everybody looking at the delayed draft. And then now their rotation, at least projected when they begin training camp, could be Killian Hayes at the point, Cade Cunningham at the two guard, Bay at small forward, Grant at power forward, and you'll have Isaiah Stewart at center. That's pretty good.
That's a completely remade roster. I mean, we were talking about Blake Griffin and Derrick Rose last year, that those would be the key points that you have there. And they had just gotten Grant, but we thought maybe he might be a small forward playing alongside Blake Griffin. But he's completely remade this roster and given them a new face and a new identity. And you can see where the pieces are. And all of that is Troy Weaver. And looking at what this roster had and what this roster needed. And he did it in such a quick turnaround that this wasn't something that took 2 or 3 years. This has just been right around a year or so that he's made all of these things happen.
And think about a year, you could have four, and we'll go with this for our conversation, four from a year ago at this time before the 2020 draft, that Hayes, Cade Cunningham from tonight, as expected, you'll have Stewart and Bay, all draft picks in less than a calendar year, could be four of your five starters.
Yeah, and that's just identifying the talent. And that's what he was brought in for. That's why you went out and got Troy Weaver, is that he's going to find the right guys. And remember, last year in the draft, they only had one pick going in. They got the other two first-round picks to kind of finish that trio of first-round guys. So he identified the talent. He made the moves to go out and get it, and he didn't mortgage the future in order to do that. Sometimes when you do those things, you don't have draft picks for the next two or three or four years, and you got to rebuild your farm system with that. He didn't give up the farm in order to get where he is right now. He just made some very shrewd picks and very shrewd moves with the roster that he had. And remember, on top of all of this, they're going to have a max salary slot next year when Blake Griffin's money comes off the books. So the future is very, very bright for where the Pistons are right now.
Beyond the excitement of Cade Cunningham going at number one tonight, what else will be the theme later tonight, tomorrow morning, Rob, when you're writing for the Detroit News? What do you think will be the theme from Troy Weaver in this draft? Will it be more depth? Because I just talked about that starting five, which will be young and talented. And my guess is you'll add some mid-level veteran pieces. But in terms of the rest of the draft tonight, how many more impact players are they looking for?
I think once people get over the euphoria of Cade Cunningham, you still got to watch Troy Weaver, because he's got those 3 second round picks at 37, 42, and 52 that he very likely could trade into the first round again and get somebody else that he feels would be an impact player. So I think that's what I'm waiting for, is by the time we get these Cunningham quotes and get to talk to him, that we're talking about another first round pick potentially. And I think it's not just those second round picks, that there could be an existing player on the roster that ends up moving. Because they like this draft and the depth in this draft, that they may do some other things, much like they did last year, in getting multiple picks.
Love Troy Weaver, man. With Cade Cunningham drafted overall number one tonight, Hayes, Cunningham, Bay, Jeremy Grant, an all-star, and Isaiah Stewart as your front five, and you build some depth and mix in a few veterans when needed. I think they're a playoff team next year, or pushing for the playoffs, but that 2-3 years down the road, they become a legit contender, you know, maybe that fourth year in the East.
Yeah, I think it's just a matter of taking some baby steps this year and then continuing with that and just chiseling around this roster and trying to round out some of the pieces that you've got. And again, you've got the right person in Troy Weaver to lead that.
Rob Beard, busy man. Draft day 2021, Pistons picking at number one. Then those 3 second-rounders. Rod, always appreciate your basketball input.
Anytime. I appreciate it. Thank you.